NFL Week 5 picks.
5 games, 5 locks for Week 5. Let's get it.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
This is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, so we got something a little bit different this week. We got NFL Week 5 picks. This is Beanstalk Bets from the road. We're not in the normal studio. However, we made some really good picks last week. We made money betting on the NFL this week, and this week we're going to do even better. So make sure to watch these banger picks.
This is like a home and away version of NFL picks here. Let's go. All right, let's jump right into it. We got the Vikings, 2.5 favorites over the Jets at home. Who do we like?
All right, so this one, I'm not sure about this line. Like, when I saw this come out, because, look, everyone's high on the Vikings. I get it. They've come out of nowhere. They're 4-0. They beat some decent teams. And the Jets don't look great. To me, I think we got to be all over the Vikings here at minus 2.5.
Yeah, Vikings are 13-7 at home in the last 20 games. They're beating, like, Super Bowl contenders. They smashed San Francisco. They smashed Houston. They even beat their one of their biggest rivalries in Green Bay against Jordan Love when he came back. Mm-hmm. So to me, that says everything. I look at the Jets. They haven't had a real opponent yet this year. Schedule, Broncos, Patriots, Titans. This is a bunch of sub-500 teams. The Vikings are smashing people in the mouth day in and day out. Seeing them at home, I can't see how the Jets can keep up here.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets look bad. Like, they just came off an abysmal performance against the lackluster Broncos at home. I mean, yes, it was in the rain, so we can, whatever. But, like, Rodgers looks old. He looks like, you know, he looks his age. He looks 40 plus. The offensive line has not been good. I think his knee is already bothering him now. Rodgers could get knocked out of the game at any point. Him and Garrett Wilson have not been on the same page. I think everyone's calling on the Jets to try to trade for Davante Adams to save the season. But at the moment, I mean, like, I don't know. I just don't see the Jets putting up nearly enough points to keep up with. The Vikings offense has been good. Like, Sam Darnold, okay. I don't know if he's good enough to take the Vikings to the promised land to go all the way. But at the moment, he's very effective. And when you have Jefferson, you have Addison, you have Aaron Jones, these guys are putting up big numbers. And the thing about the Vikings, so they're outscoring opponents 38-3 in the first quarter. They're getting up big leads every week. And I think that you can really say, like, Kevin O'Connell, the coach, is putting the team in a good position to succeed. Because if you're getting up, you're putting the game plan in first quarter, you're getting up to a big lead, and they're executing. So Vikings minus 3.5 against the lowly Jets in London, England. I'm thinking the Vikings could win this game by 10 or more.
Yeah, I wonder if Aaron Rodgers can handle the jet lag, because we know how brutal that can be.
Yeah, he's not a young buck anymore, you know? All right, so let's move on. That's definitely a lock. Vikings minus 2.5. Let's go to, this is a really good game. Texans versus Bills. So we got Texans at home plus 1. So they're a home dog against the Bills, who just lost to Baltimore. They got a little bit exposed. What are you thinking here?
So I look at the Bills, and I'm super high on them. To me, this year it looks like they're playing like a team, right? They don't have Diggs constantly in Josh Allen's ear every game, you know? So Josh Allen can actually play the way he wants to. And I'm looking at Bills, and they appear to be a lot stronger against passing teams when you look at all the previous records this year versus teams against who are, like, really strong rushing teams. So they just got absolutely demolished, the Bills, by Baltimore. But that was a heavy rush team. Derrick Henry went for, like, 200 yards. But the Dolphins, so when the Bills played the Dolphins and the Jags, who are which primarily, like, passing teams, they held them to just 10 points. So here we are. We have the Texans, who, in my opinion, are a heavy pass team, which should line up for the Bills' favor. And I look at the Texans' record this year. They won two points over the Colts. You know, the Colts don't look that all that great. They won by 6 points over the Bears. You know, they got that rookie quarterback over there, an offense that struggles. And then they got pumped by the Vikings. And then only 4 points over the Jags. So to me, Houston hasn't really shown that they can actually beat a team significantly or handedly. And some of those teams I just mentioned there aren't all that strong. So to me, I see the Bills recovering after a big loss against Baltimore and having that stronger matchup when it comes against the pass. So I'm taking the Bills.
Interesting. Okay, I think I'm going to have to go the other way on this one. You know that we've both been quite bullish on the Texans for this year. I think this is kind of, for me, one of those inverse bets. It just seems like everyone's bullish on the Bills. Everyone loves the Bills. You know, they look so great. I know they got smashed in the mouth by the Ravens last week, and it seems like, okay, they're going to recover. But for me, I think, okay, so Houston, I know they didn't smash the Colts. They didn't smash the Jags. But those are two tough, for them, division games. Those are rivalry games. They're always going to be close. For me, I think the key is, one, it looks like Tank Dell is going to be coming back this week. It looks like Joe Mixon may be coming back this week. So with Dell, Mixon, Diggs. Also, you have to remember, this is a game for Diggs going back against the Bills, right? So maybe Diggs has something to prove against his old team in Buffalo. So that's an interesting storyline as well.
Or maybe that secondary hate is kind of a little bit bitter about it, right? Yeah, so it could go either way.
I want to watch this game. This is going to be a good one. A couple other things for me, like Nico Collins for the Texans. Man, this guy is developing into like arguably top three, maybe number one wide receiver in the NFL. He is out of control. His highlights, he's dominating. He's mossing people. It's really impressive. And so the Bills, I'm going to kind of go with your analysis on the flip side. So the Bills hadn't really beat any good teams. And then they played a good team, and then they got absolutely destroyed. So I'm thinking, I'm not sure how much I actually trust the Bills. You know, Josh Allen, they started doing these trick plays. The rookie receivers were dropping balls. I think maybe they got brought down to earth and exposed a little bit. I do agree that they're better against passing teams than running teams. But if Mixon comes back and Dell comes back, I'm thinking the Houston Texans are going to just scrape one out here again by a couple of points. So I'm going to take them plus one.
All right, so we differ there. Let's jump on to the Steelers. They are favorites at home against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are my team. That's a team I love. But here they are stepping into Pittsburgh. I don't know how they're looking. What do you think here?
So this is a funny one because, yeah, I mean, if you just look at it from a straightforward point of view, Cowboys are missing, what, Parsons, D-Law, Brandon Cooks, offensive linemen. They're decimated. But what are they, 3-point underdogs at Pittsburgh? People are just going to be piling onto the Pittsburgh line here. So I'm just going to have to throw another inverse bet here. and the reasoning is, I just think, I don't know, like Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, they play in primetime games all the time. They're kind of used to it. Dak Prescott's got a 23-11 record during regular season primetime games. He has become a little bit of a, maybe not playoffs, but regular season pressure performer. What I'm looking for here is the opportunistic Dallas Cowboys defense to force a few turnovers from Justin Fields, maybe a fumble, maybe two interceptions, something like that. That'll kind of flip the script. I watched the Steelers game last week, and the offense has its moments, but struggles at times. Like Fields is good, and then he's bad. So I'm looking for Prescott to have a big game with CeeDee Lamb, and I'm looking for the defense to force a few turnovers. I think the Cowboys pull the upset here, so I'm going to take them. What are they, plus 2.5, plus 3?
Yeah, 2.5. So I see the Steelers as probably the number one ranked defense in the league. Having Watt come off the edge there, he's such a beast to contend with. And the Cowboys, like you said, losing D-Law, Mika Parsons injured. So for me, I'm looking at the Cowboys who look dismal. It looked as though they struggled against the Giants. It looked as though they got absolutely pumped by New Orleans, which they did. It looks as though they got absolutely pumped by Baltimore, which they did until the fourth quarter. Dallas got lucky to get an onside kick and all these things to make the game look close, but it wasn't. So Dallas is struggling. When I look at the Steelers, they've only lost two games this year, and they're on the road. Steelers are such a strong home team. They're one of the best over the past 20 years, and a lot of that comes down to Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, in his 17-year career, he has a 70% win rate after a loss. So I see a Dallas team coming in there limping in. I see Tomlin strong at home after a loss. I think this is an easy 2.5-point victory for the Steelers.
I agree with everything you said, and that's why I'm going inverse bets. Because, man, NFL is just like, I think you've got a game figured out. You're like, everything points towards this team winning, and boom, the other team wins. So this week, that's one of the games where I'm going inverse bets.
Love it. The inverse bets is strong.
Man, it is strong. I don't know how it works, but it works. So yeah, we're going to see what happens. All right, let's go to this game I think we both agree on. So we've got probably one of the most surprising teams in the NFL, the Washington Commanders, who are red hot. You got Jaden Daniels. They're minus 3.5 favorites versus the Cleveland Browns, who have been abysmal. Are we both going to take the Commanders here or what?
Man, I can't. So Jaden Daniels coming in as a rookie, and it's like, usually you don't expect a rookie to perform this well. I came in as a hater. I'm like, this guy's a rookie. He's going to struggle. He's completed near 85% of his passes in the last two games. Like, this guy's tossing laser beams out there. Mm. So the last two games, the 42 points they put up and 38 points. Cleveland, on the other hand, hasn't put up more than 18 points all season. So you have a team that's just stacking up the points, and then you have another team that can't even put up anything. So we start to do the math here. Look at that. Like, the Browns are also letting up an average of 23 points per game every. So when you just look at the math there, it's like, look, this is Commanders by 10 plus, in my opinion. And then one other thing to look at is like the vibe check between the two different like organizations right now. Deshaun Watson gets knocked over and his O-line is not helping him up. Look at Jaden Daniels. They're building like this empire around him. He's like the next coming of Christ. So even just the energy levels between the two organizations is completely different. To only be 3-point favorites at home, I mean, I don't get it. Do the odds makers know something we don't?
I know. This is a scary one because, again, like with all of our analysis, it just seems like this is an absolute – I'm calling this an absolute lock, but is this one of those – are we going to get inverse bets here? Well, I mean, like, look at the Browns, right? They just lost to the Raiders without Devontae Adams, and they lost to the Giants. These guys are not putting up points. They have the 31st-ranked offense in the NFL. Deshaun Watson is missing open receivers. He's overthrowing. He's throwing it to the guys on the sideline. Like, these guys are terrible. The Commanders, these guys put up points every single drive. They've had 23 scoring drives this season. Jaden Daniels only has 19 incompletions.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
And they're at home, right? So, like, there is nothing to me that says the Browns are going to come into Washington and beat one of the hottest teams in the league. With Deshaun Watson as the quarterback, I think the Cleveland Browns are going nowhere. The Commanders' offense is top five ranked, and the Cleveland Browns' offense just can't keep up. So, barring some kind of crazy injury or insane turnover fueled game, like, I just think that the Commanders win this game handily. So minus 3.5 for me, that's a great bet.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest lock. Throw everything you own on that one right there. Okay.
Don't say that.
All right, last but not least, we have the Saints, who are 5-point underdogs in KC. KC just lost another big weapon after losing Isaiah Pacheco. Now Rashee Rice has hit the cart. He looks like he's done an ACL or something like that. So their offense is slacking. How is KC 5-point favorites going into this game?
For me, I think people are just hanging on the pass. Like, okay, they're 4-0. Yes, they have Patrick Mahomes. Yes, they're back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions. But you look at this team, man. They are hanging on by a thread. You could even argue that this team could be 1-3, if not for the refs, right? Like, these guys are getting all the calls. They're winning games by 1, 2, 3 points. They're winning games by a fingernail, a toenail, right? They're 4-0, but they could be 1-3. And as you just said, they just lost another key piece. What they're going to need now is Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce to massively come out and carry the load. Kelce looks a little bit washed to me. I don't know if you think he's going to be able to do it. And the Saints, honestly, the Saints look decent. This is a team that's been in every game. They have 2 blowout wins against the Cowboys and the Panthers. And then they barely lost against the Eagles and the Falcons. They could be 3-1, 4-0. Carr's making plays. Olave, Shaheed looking dangerous. The Saints have a top 10 ranked offense. Chiefs have a middle of the pack defense. Patrick Mahomes, he has not been great. Lowest QBR of his career through 4 games. He's throwing picks. He's missing guys. I actually think the Saints have a better team at this point in the year. The Chiefs are banged up. I know it's in Kansas City, which is a tough place to play, but I'm going to say that Saints are going to come in here and hand Kansas City their first loss. I think they're actually going to win the game, so I'm going to take them plus 5 for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Saints have only lost 2 games by a combined total of 5 points. Like, that is absolutely nothing. And when they do win, they're absolutely destroying these teams. So I see a limping KC team just with a ton of injuries, and I see a really hot New Orleans team walking in there. I know KC is a tough place to play. We've been to that stadium. It's loud. But once New Orleans is up by 14 points, that you can take the crowd right out of that really easy.
Yeah, I think the time has come for the Chiefs to lose a game. They can't just keep winning by the skin of their neck. Like, it just, they don't have any weapons anymore. Like, who's going to be, if they fall behind 14-0, like, they don't have Rice. They don't have Pacheco. I don't know how much can a rookie wide receiver in Xavier Worthy do. I like the Saints. They got some interesting pieces. So yeah, let's take them plus five for sure. I might even throw a cheeky little money line bet on them to win the game.
Let's go, baby. All right. So we got the Saints as 5-point underdogs to win in KC. We have a consensus pick with the Commanders taking Cleveland at home by 3. Here we kind of vary a little bit with the Steelers at home. I'm taking the Steelers by 2.5. You like the Cowboys to cover the spread there. Bills, they're underdogs on the road in Houston. We went different there. I went Bills, you went Houston, even though I have Houston winning the Super Bowl this year. And then I think we're both taking the Vikings in London, overseas, by 2.5 points over the Jets.
Yeah, Texans are plus one. So Texans are technically the underdog there. But
lines just flipped then.
Has it flipped?
I think because Joe Mixon didn't practice today. So,
Texans were already the dog. Let me just have a quick look here. Quick live look. Bills minus one. So you're taking Bills as the favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta take the Texans plus one. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
All right. Sweet. Well, hey, look, if we didn't talk about your favorite team in this episode, let us know in the comments who your team is, and we'll make sure or try to talk about them in next week's picks.
All right, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.